Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. All right. Welcome to our pre-show here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show for the 11th of June, 2019. It's going to be another encore. We're doing two encores in a row. We always do just two a week, unless, of course, we're, you know, swamped with some other work. However, this is going to be two this week. We will have a chat on Friday night. We will have a Saturday cinema on Saturday. I'm going out of town to Mexico for 3 days, so we will not have a live show Sunday night, and we'll have an encore again on Monday. Now, I don't want you to get upset with me, because we're going to have our, who's the guy? Vernon Dozier. We're going to have our Vernon Dozier two-day marathon on the 22nd and 23rd, not this weekend, the 15th and 16th. I apologize. I made the Vernon Dozier plans forgetting that I was leaving town, and those plans have been in the works for a couple of months, so I just, like, jumped the fucking gun on that shit, man, which I've been known to do many, many times. Many times. So how you guys doing? Say shit. So we had that fucking scare on the weekend. You know, the site went down. We had another back end, if you'll pardon the expression, issue. We got that worked out. I have to tell you, I'm going to tell you something that we're thinking about doing. In fact, I'm thinking really seriously about this. In fact, you know, to be honest with you, it's going to become probably law sooner rather than later. I don't know when. We're going to eliminate downloads. And the reason why we're going to eliminate downloads, and it'll just be a streaming. In other words, like Spotify, you just stream the song as opposed to download it. You pay a monthly fee and you stream it. You have all the access you need to it. You listen to it. You groove to it. You stream it. You're done. Why? Downloads take up massive amounts of space. Downloads are just one more way your website can fuck up. Downloads are all of those files that have to get cached. Downloads are a whole lot of things. Now, downloads were big in the early days of the digital media, up until about 5 years ago, I'm told. 5 years ago is when websites began to eliminate downloading. And we've been a little bit remiss, or at least we haven't been as quick on the uptake as some other sites, because we felt that one of the attractions for our website was the downloading of material and sharing it between platforms, not between platforms, excuse me, sharing it with friends. But quite frankly, for giving people that option, and I got no problem with that, but giving people that option, you know, just simply that option, hey, I'm going to download that and then I can keep it and I can play it anytime I want. Well, you can stream it anytime you want. So the download itself is something, well, you may keep it on your phone, but now your phone is jammed full of fucking downloads, right? Like my phone is. My phone is filled with fucking downloads of songs that, frankly, I'm not going to be buying anymore. I'm going to start streaming my music. And that, of course, is another strain on the website in terms of the back end, the caching of pages, the all kinds of shit, man. It's just like a never-ending thing. So the download, as we have come to know it, is quite possibly a thing of the past. Now, again, that doesn't mean that you will not have full access to the archives, every goddamn thing we've ever done, but it's going to make the site leaner and faster. You will, instead of having to download something, you'll be streaming it. And I got to be honest with you, every day, I don't know about you, but I stream the show every day. I've never downloaded anything off of my website, never. Not because I avoid it, it's just I've never had any reason to. I suppose, you know, if you're on a long car trip, for instance, and you want to line up all these favorite bits, you can do that. You can also do that by, you know, queuing pages, streams, you know. Okay, I'm going to go from that, I'm going to go to this date, then I'm going to go to that date, I'll go to this. I mean, I don't see a big, big downside to going to the streaming, and I see a huge, huge, huge upside from getting rid of this massive body. Now, again, there still has to be the file. So the files are all there. So we still have this big archive. And it's an archive that, you know, has to migrate every time we change a platform, every time we do anything, we have to migrate this thing. But it is one less thing we have to do with that archive. It's one less it's one less demand we make on those on that file. So it's just streaming and that's it. And I don't see any downside to that. Streaming, like I say, something that Spotify does, a lot of platforms do, you simply just go, oh, wow, I really dig that song. I want to play it. I really like that bit. I'm going to play that. I really like this bit. I'm going to play that. So just bouncing between dates. And it's one of the reasons why we've sort of, well, it was one of the, theoretically, one of the reasons why we set the platform up that way. All right. That's enough of that bullshit. I'm sure we'll have a whole lot of conflicting and contradictory information for you between now and whenever, when that happens. And it ain't happening anytime soon.